You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Monday, March the 17th of 2025, St. Patrick's Day. Time is 9:07. Very pleasant start here in downtown Wausau at our 98.9 WXCO studios at the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street. Currently 33 degrees, up 3 degrees in the last hour. Sun is shining. We've actually seen those clouds break up a bit. Looks like it's going to be a very pleasant day. Looks like as though it's going to be, you know, a little bit of a mix of clouds and sun, but temperatures should rise into the lower to middle 50s before all is said and done. In fact, today and tomorrow, pretty similar, with temperatures in the low to mid 50s. Before then, on Tuesday night, the rain will come in first, late Tuesday night, early Wednesday morning, then changing to snow. And it looks as though the snow will change sometime on Wednesday morning, and then look for lots of snow, or I guess I shouldn't say lots of snow, significant snow at this point. We don't know for sure if it's going to be a lot of snow yet. It could be just a few inches.
Hopefully it's not a lot.
Right. Hopefully it's not a lot, but looks as though Wednesday during the course of the daytime hours, we'll be expecting some snow, especially in the afternoon. The snow could be heavy at times, and it'll be much chillier on Wednesday with highs only of 37 degrees. In fact, it'll stay pretty chilly into Thursday. The snow will go through, then we'll get some sunny skies Thursday, but temperatures still only in the upper 30s. So, again, it's going to be one of those kind of up and down weeks.
Roller coaster
weeks. Exactly. Roller coaster weeks that we expect in the middle portion to the late portion of March. So, of course, we have great meteorologist Brittany Merlot and the rest of the Civic Media weather team. We'll get better information as we get closer to early Wednesday.
And they're always working very hard to give us the most accurate forecast, and 95% of the time they're usually right.
Absolutely. I mean, I've been so impressed since Civic Media began, and they've brought in their weather team, and I've said this to Brittany, that if you look at it, if you listen, so often she is so very accurate. I mean, she talks about thunderstorms in the last couple of weeks, then the thunderstorms came. I mean, when we get the information within a close period of time, the information has been incredibly accurate. So as we get closer and closer to Wednesday, I'm sure we'll get narrowed down in terms of the amount of snow we expect. As Brittany said, right now we're kind of on that edge of a winter storm watch that's been put out for part of the state of Wisconsin already. And by the time we talk to Brittany tomorrow morning, I'm sure we'll have a little bit narrower of a idea of how much snow we can expect on Wednesday. But again, that's where the active weather before and after that is pretty quiet. But then in the middle of the work week on Wednesday, we'll be getting that significant snow. And we'll keep a very close eye on that right here on 98.9 WXCO.
Speaking of a narrow, did you watch the Badgers basketball game yesterday? I didn't watch the first half, but I watched the second half. I was like, holy smokes, they're up by four. Then I come back a few minutes later, oh, they're still up by four. And I come back a few minutes later, it's like, holy smokes, they're tied, and there's only a minute left.
It was a busy weekend for the Badgers. Obviously, the Big Ten tournament, you play back-to-back-to-back. I mean, just keep on playing. And it did not appear they were quite as sharp yesterday. They started off all right, as you said.
My dad was telling me they missed five field goals.
I mean, it was a case where they just did not play quite as well as they did to get to that point. But it was still a very good tournament. They were able to get all the way to the championship round. And that helped them in terms of the seeding for the NCAA tournament. And the Badgers are heading back to the NCAAs in a pretty good seeding for Wisconsin. They are a number three seed. Right? Yep. So there was some hope for Badger fans that they would actually play this weekend in Milwaukee, because Milwaukee is hosting some of the NCAA tournament. But in the end, they have to go to Denver, and that, again, makes it a little bit more difficult. They will be playing in Denver coming up during the afternoon Thursday, take on the Montana Grizzlies. So 3 versus 14. I mean, obviously, I think the Badgers will be the big favorite when it comes to the first round game. But I think the expectation is for Wisconsin to be able to get to the Sweet 16 at the very least, because they'll be the higher seed when it comes to the first two games.
Yeah.
I'm going to bring this up really fast. I want to see what the second round potential matchup for Bucky is in Denver on Saturday. Should they win on Friday? I mean, I should say Thursday. I got one that's so small. I mean, gee whiz. Again, my eyes are. But the Badgers, where are the Badgers? So many teams on this bracket. Everybody's printing out their brackets because now all the pools will be started this week.
Uh-huh.
Wisconsin against Montana. They will play the winner of the game between BYU and VCU. BYU Brigham Young University, the number 6 seed, and Virginia Commonwealth, the number 11 seed. So those are the potential matchups. So the Badgers get through that. The odds are then at the Sweet 16 level, if it goes chalk means the higher seed wins, then they would probably play Alabama, who is the number 2 seed in that bracket. And, of course, the number 1 seed in that bracket, should the Badgers make it to the Elite 8 and it goes chalk, the Duke Blue Devils. So it's not an easy bracket, to say the least. But Badgers in pretty good shape at a number 3 seed. Marquette also in the NCAA tournament. Marquette Golden Eagles, number 7 seed. They will take on number 10 seeded New Mexico on Friday. And then with a win on Friday, likely on Sunday, Marquette would take on number 2 seed Michigan State from the Big Ten Conference. Regular season champs in the Big Ten. They lost to the Badgers in the Big Ten Conference semifinals on Saturday. And Marquette actually played Michigan State a couple of years ago in the NCAAs. In that case, Marquette, I think, was the number 2 seed. Michigan State was the number 7 seed. This time around, it would be Michigan State the number 2 seed and Marquette the number 7 seed. So, again, that is coming up this week. And I know people, basically, when you get the Thursday and Friday, especially when one of your teams is playing, they may take half a day or they'll head off to the sports bar for a long lunch, go to Buffalo Wild Wings or somewhere like that where there's TVs around.
Boss, I'm going on my lunch break. I'll be back in 2 hours.
Exactly. And then that 2 hours turns into about 3.5 hours. And it's like, oh, I just lost complete track of time. So a lot of folks will be taking long lunch breaks on Thursday when the Badgers are playing. I think it's a 1:30 or so tip off from Denver.
Maybe you can ask your boss and maybe they'll join you.
There you go. Have a working lunch. You know, have the work. Sitting around, having your wings. Have
you
maybe.
You still do your work.
Do a little bit of work. Peek up at the TVs. Maybe not peek up, but actually stare at the TVs.
As soon as there's a commercial, you do your work and then you get back to the game.
Exactly.
Just take those little breaks, because that's a good way to get your coworkers to, you know, have some social interaction outside of work.
As I mentioned earlier as well, high school Wausau East making it to the state tournament. They will be in action on Friday at roughly 3:30 p.m. Wausau East Lumberjacks taking on Wauwatosa West in a Division II state semifinal. Lumberjacks 20-7 on the season. And again, just a really great run for Wausau East. They were able to earn an overtime win on Thursday in the sectional semifinals, and then they were able to earn the sectional championship round as well on Saturday night and be able to earn their trip to state. One of two Wisconsin Valley Conference teams, in fact, going to the state tournament. Wausau East beat West Salem 82-45. It was a dominant performance for East on Saturday night in Wisconsin Rapids. And then Marshfield beat Kimberly 62-35 in Division One. So that means that the Marshfield Tigers, also like Wausau East, a number three seed at state, they will take on Wanakee on Friday night at about 8 o'clock, maybe 8:15, in the second Division One semifinal. Wisconsin Lutheran against Oshkosh North in the first one. And then Division Two, as I said, Wauwatosa West against Wausau East. The winner of that one will move on to the state championship game on Saturday against either number one seeded Racine Park or number four seeded Cedarburg. The only other team that you could consider somewhat from our area would be Bondiwell. Bondiwell defeated Auburndale in the region, in the sectional final on Saturday. So Bondiwell from the Central Wisconsin Conference East, 27-1 on the season, will take on the Prairie School in a Division IV semifinal at 6:35 on Thursday night. And then the winner of that game will take on the winner of Mineral Point and Aquinas in the state championship game. So basically, Central Wisconsin what represented in the big school divisions with Marshfield in D1 and Wausau East in Division II. So good luck to the Wausau East Lumberjacks as they head down to the Kohl Center. So much fun for kids to play on the big stage at the Kohl Center.
And the Kohl Center is a wonderful place.
Yeah, I did the marathon game from the Kohl Center last year. And even broadcasting is cool because, you know, get to go to a big arena like that.
Now, family and I have gone to the Kohl Center for a couple of games quite a few years ago. I think we went for a basketball game. I think we also did they do hockey there too, right?
Yep. Badger hockey. Mm-hmm. Not the state, not high school, but Badger hockey, but men's hockey.
It's such a cool place. And they have great food there as well.
The whole
experience.
Concessions
are always busy. It's like you walk around. Concession is... Actually, it's always packed.
Wonderful venue. And again, thanks to Herb Cole, who made the donation so many years ago that allowed the University of Wisconsin to build that wonderful venue for college and high school sports as well. So.
Indeed.
Time is 9:18. Going to talk a little bit about some of the protests going on in Europe, because the United States of America right now, they're not considered what they once were. In fact, not considered what they were a couple of months ago. It's like the United States is now lumped in with Russia as enemies of Europe. We're going to talk a little bit about that and maybe what can be changed, because I'd rather be known as the allies of Canada and Europe than the ally of Russia, I mean, or El Salvador. I mean, give me a break. So we're going to take a look at that coming up next. Time is 9:19. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app.
See, those are four words we need to hear more of in today's a world, a sensible, a logical, responsible, and a practical. You don't see very much of that in recent months.
You certainly don't, and you certainly don't see that from the current president of the United States. And there's so much you can kind of unpack here. And one of the things that kind of was noticeable in the last couple of days is sometimes you don't keep an eye on what's happening across the big ocean over in Europe. And the idea, and again, I just don't understand this, that Donald Trump keeps on rattling the cage of countries that have been allies of this country for many, many years.
Mm-hmm.
And the constant talking about taking over Canada. This is an ally. Close ally, closest ally, and Trump keeps on acting like that he's going to take them over, make them the 51st state. But I don't want to get into that right now, because what I noticed is there's a number of big protests going on across the in Europe concerning what is happening, because with Donald Trump basically pulling back in terms of our close allies in Europe, the NATO allies,
mm-hmm.
it is forcing Europe to start to have difficult discussions when it comes to protecting themselves, because there used to be collective security until Donald Trump came. And now Donald Trump, it's like, you're all on your own. There obviously is cost for the United States in terms of dollars and cents with collective security when it comes to NATO. But at the same time, can you think about what the cost would be if there is another war in Europe, another war that threatens to expand to the United States? The whole idea of collective security back post-World War II was to try to avoid another world war. Mm-hmm. We had a world war in the early part of the 20th century. We had another world war even before the middle portion of the 20th century. So in order to stop that cycle from reoccurring, some very intelligent folks got together and formed the United Nations and formed NATO and formed these collective security pacts. And now Donald Trump seems to think, well, that's all useless. But now they're having discussions over in Europe about being forced to spend more money on security, more money on military. And you know what happens when everybody starts to get into a security arms race? All of a sudden, you have more conflict.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of folks in Europe are saying, hey, we don't want another world war. We don't want more conflict. We don't want the United States to step away from collective security. And again, the idea of the United States being looked upon as being closer to the totalitarian regimes of the world is such a sad occurrence. And I mean, we can be very angry about it, but I think it's very sad that when you take a look at the incredible relationships that our country has had with the United Kingdom, with other countries of Europe since the end of World War II, and to basically throw that into the gutter, if you're Donald Trump, to try to have closer relationships with countries such as Russia, with countries such as Turkey, with countries such as El Salvador, is wrong. And I'm glad to see the people of Europe stepping up and protesting the changes that are occurring. And I think the United States of America. And again, some people say, well, what are the good aspects of protesting? What good does it do? It does good. It raises questions. It raises concerns.
It gives people a voice. It lets them be heard.
Yeah, and I think these Tesla takedowns are showing that people disagree vehemently with what Elon Musk is doing.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you don't say, hey, if you don't let your voice be heard.
He's just going to keep doing it.
And just generally, again, is it going to ultimately be the change? Maybe not, but it certainly leads to that process down the road. I mean, I saw
that. It's not an overnight thing. It does take a time, but it does make a difference if you do it.
What? No,
you
keep
at it.
You're exactly right. It's
not like in the movies. It's not like it's going to happen in like the span of a short amount of time. A lot of these protests have taken years to get some movement. It's been several different movements over the last few, well, through our history, actually. And they've started off small, but they've gained momentum, and now they're like a staples in American history that have changed the way we live our lives.
And that's one reason as well, I think, that people are very upset with people like Chuck Schumer, because we need to push a little bit here. We need to fight back. I mean, just this weekend, again, at what point, how many times does Donald Trump's administration have to ignore court orders and break the law before the Democrats actually say, you're breaking the law? And last summer, the Supreme Court said that Donald Trump cannot be criminally prosecuted for any crimes committed in office. That is up to the governmental branches to actually impeach. But at the very least, stop just letting him do anything he wants by not doing anything in response. And that's one reason people are upset with Chuck Schumer. It's like, at what point are you going to do something? You can't just sit back and let him keep on doing. And that's what we're seeing in Europe. And what we're seeing throughout this country are some of the protests. And in fact, there's going to be something going on Thursday when it comes to Tom Tiffany that I want to kind of mention. Because Tiffany and other Republicans are refusing to talk to their constituents. So what do? You bring that up. You protest it. And that's what's going to happen later this week. We're going to talk about that coming up in just a moment here on WXCO.
This is James,
Melissa,
Chad,
and Seth inviting you to come work with us. Civic Media is looking for a full-time sales professional to work with existing and new broadcast and digital media clients.
We're a fast-growing company that offers competitive wages, benefits, a relaxed working environment that focuses on quality of life, and includes a team of support to reach our shared goals.
Join us in continuing what we have done for 80 years. Be a part of the community, put into the community, celebrate community.
Find out more by contacting Chuck Gennaro at 715-935-8030 or email chuck.gennaro@civicmedia.us. All inquiries are confidential. Civic Media Incorporated is an equal opportunity employer, and we look forward to you joining us.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones. Check 511wi.gov or download the app for road work or closures on your route. Know before you go with 511 Wisconsin, sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
If you want me, you can find me left of center off of the strip. In the outskirts and in the fringes, in the corner out of the grid. If you want me, you can find me left of center off of the strip. In the outskirts and in the fringes, in the corner out of the grid. When they ask me, what are you looking at? I always answer, nothing much, not much. I think they know.
And welcome back, Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Time is 9:36 here on this St. Patrick's Day morning. Nice start. Again, great to look out the window and see the sun shining on a Monday morning, see some of the blue skies, some fluffy clouds out there. I mean, mostly cloudy, but that sun stays out there. So not a bad way to start off the new work week. Temperature right now is 33 degrees here in downtown Wausau. Coming up here in just a moment, I am going to call out Tom Tiffany for dodging his constituents. And in fact, the Marathon County Democratic Party is going to have an event on Thursday to kind of highlight that. But one thing that I'm not going to do is just make it a one-way street. When a Democrat dodges constituents, we got to mention that as well. And in fact, over the last few minutes, we just got word that Chuck Schumer is going to start dodging as well. And of course, Chuck Schumer, Democratic leader of the United States Senate, Democrat from New York, was supposed to today start a book tour. Yeah, he's not fighting for the American people right now in terms of trying to put some sort of guardrails on Donald Trump and Elon Musk, but he's got time to head out, write a book, and now tour and make a lot of money. Not only is this book tour, you know, they're charging people to come and hear Chuck Schumer. It's not an open event. But Chuck Schumer has decided to cancel this week's events when it comes to the book tour. Chuck Schumer was supposed to start his book tour around the East Coast this week, and then that's supposed to branch out other parts of the country as well. According to a statement from Chuck Schumer's office, due to security concerns, Schumer's book events are being rescheduled. No, again, I shouldn't say that. In my opinion, I will say, in my opinion, Schumer is canceling his book events this week because the backlash from Democrats of him trying to manipulate the Democrats into allowing that CR that gives Trump and Musk everything they wanted. It was Chuck Schumer's leadership there that got that passed. And a lot of Democrats, a lot of people, Democrats and maybe independents as well, including myself, not happy with Chuck Schumer. And part of the reason as well, not only the end result, is the way that he tried to manipulate things to make it look like he was against it and still get it passed. And then that failed. He just came out and said, well, I'm going to lead the charge to get it passed. Because, again, I want to mention last week, Chuck Schumer was trying to make a deal where Democratic amendments would be voted on in exchange for a vote, a clean vote, to allow the CR to get passed. And basically that whole plan was Chuck Schumer smart enough to know that none of the Democratic amendments were going to get passed because the Republicans have a majority in the United States Senate. The whole idea was for him and other Democrats who would vote for the CR to have cover, to be able to say, well, and then vote against it in the end. Have it be a party line vote where the Republicans got it through. The end result would still be a horrible CR where the Democrats got nothing out of it. But Schumer's plan was blown up. So in the end, he was forced to come out from his pretend position of standing against it and say, well, I have to vote for it. I don't want a government shutdown. The only time right now early on in the Trump presidency where the Democrats had a little bit of leverage. But the point being is now Chuck Schumer doesn't want to face some of these Democrats, doesn't want to have to answer questions from some of these Democrats to say, why did you not use your leverage here to get a better deal if you're going to get ultimately a continuing resolution passed to keep the government open? But instead of doing that, instead of being courageous in this matter to say, hey, I'm going to talk to these people and answer their questions. No, this week he's going to cancel his events because of security concerns. Give me a break. This is not about security concerns. It's about avoiding these questions, bottom line.
This is not a good look for the Democratic Party.
No, the leader in the United States Senate, and that's one reason why Democrats are not performing very well in the polls right now, even with Donald Trump destroying so many pillars of American democracy. Along the same line, wanted to mention that coming up on Thursday at 12 noon in front of Congressman Tom Tiffany's Wausau office at 2620 Stewart Avenue, there is going to be a little get-together. And it's titled, Where is Representative Tom Tiffany? An event by Ashland to Wausau Indivisible. And according to a posting put up on the Facebook page of the Marathon County Democratic Party, last seen ducking in and out and avoiding his constituents. And here's a good point. And again, he's willing to be seen with hateful people. But it says, ducking in and out and avoiding his constituents. Yet, he is invited as the special guest to an anti-trans event featuring Riley Gaines at the Hilton Garden Inn, Rib Mountain, coming up tomorrow, Tuesday at noon, by Moms for Liberty. And he can back that wholeheartedly. Where he is not standing up for veterans, farmers, or seniors. And then in parentheses, who needs them when you have billionaire donors? Probably somewhere helping Trump and Musk dismantle the government, one tax cut for the rich at a time. Warning, if found, he may attempt to distract you with empty rhetoric while slashing the VA, Medicare, gutting Social Security, and ignoring working families. Come and show Congressman Tom Tiffany we will not be ignored. That is Thursday, March 20th, again at 12 noon on the sidewalk in front of Congressman Tom Tiffany's Wausau office, 2620 Stewart Avenue. Bring your signs or come as you are. We will have a couple of speakers, according to the posting. Please be peaceful and courteous. Again, good to put that out there as well. Do not block driveways and obey all laws. Again, this is about somebody who is the representative of the people of the 7th Congressional District, dodging them, but showing up at a hate rally tomorrow. And again, same thing with Schumer. This is not just Republicans, and obviously, though, the Republicans are basically saying to each other, don't have public events right now because people are mad at you because of what Trump and Musk are doing, and they'll expect you to answer a few questions on why you're doing nothing to stop it. So again, they're dodging it. But at the same time, Chuck Schumer is allowing Musk and Trump to be able to do what they want to do by his actions last week. And instead of being courageous, being a profile in courage, showing up and explaining why, he cancels all of his events this week on his book tour. And the thing about it is, we have seen many times in the past with folks that, hey, we may disagree with a decision they've made, but that when they've had the courage to come and answer angry constituents and explain in maybe ways we aren't thinking why they did it, we can at least respect to a certain level the decision that is made.
That's right.
You know, we're not going to agree on everything, but I think this is fairly important, what Schumer did last week. But at the same time, if he was to have the courage to speak to people who disagree vehemently with what he said and did last week, then you can have at least a little bit of respect for him, what he's doing. But if you're going to dodge those hard questions, if you're not going to come out and speak to the people, and he is the Democratic leader of the United States Senate, it's his responsibility to talk to the folks that have put blood and sweat and tears into the Democratic cause. And for him to basically give the back of the hand is wrong. It's wrong on every level. So Tom Tiffany is wrong by dodging his constituents, and Chuck Schumer is wrong by dodging his constituents as well. And again, it's just part of the system, part of our democratic system. These people are not above the people they serve. They are of the people they serve. They are serving the people. And again, we vote them in, and it's not about always voting exactly how we think. No. We vote them in to use their best judgment, to use the knowledge they have, the information that they get. There's going to be times we disagree, but to dodge the people and their questions and their comments is not the way to go. So, again, I would encourage people, if you have an opportunity around lunchtime on Thursday, to be part of this event, to show Tom Tiffany. People would like to hear from him. Yeah. Have him come and do a public event where he answers questions on what he is or is not doing when it comes to the dismantling of our American system by Elon Musk and Donald Trump. So that, again, is at 12 noon on Thursday on the sidewalk in front of Congressman Tom Tiffany's Wausau office, 2620 Stewart Avenue. So, and again, it's not to be breaking any laws. It's to show Representative Tiffany that there's some folks that have some questions for him.
What's the fact that Tom Tiffany wants to show up at a rally by a group called Moms for Liberty? That sounds like a third-party group.
Well, Moms for Liberty is somebody that's been around for a little while. And getting involved in a lot of different local and state races, and but a very right-wing organization. And that shows, again, that Tom Tiffany's willing to listen to the people that are giving him money and off on that end, but not talking to the general public of the 7th Congressional District. So,
yeah.
Again, Tom will be in the area tomorrow, but not holding any open Q&A sessions with the people here in central Wisconsin. The time is 9:48. Coming up, we'll have our daily history lesson. We'll talk about some of the famous events that have occurred on the 17th day of March, St. Patrick's Day. We'll talk about some people that are celebrating their birthdays here on March the 17th. Some special events in addition to St. Patrick's Day being acknowledged here today. And then we will have our number for the day quiz as we try to get off to a winning start with Ian Welsh with that coming up as well.
That's right.
The time is 9:48. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
And welcome back, Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. It is Monday, March the 17th of 2025, day number 76 of this year. Mm-hmm. There are 289 days remaining in 2025. And a number of famous events have occurred on this date in history. On this date in 1845, the rubber band was patented. Mm-hmm. On this date in 1931, Nevada legalized gambling. On this date in 1991, in its first dress code change since the 1960s, Brigham Young University announced that students could wear knee-length shorts and go sockless. On this date in 2008, New York Governor Elliot Spitzer resigned after a scandal involving a high-end prostitute. David Patterson became acting New York State governor. On this date in 2020, the Golden Raspberry Film Awards, the Razzies, gave six trophies to the musical Cats, including Worst Film. And on this date in 2023, Selena Gomez became the first woman on Instagram to surpass 400 million followers. A few famous folks are celebrating birthdays today. Actor Patrick Duffy of Dallas fame is 76 years old today. Actor Kurt Russell's done many, many movies, mm-hmm. 74 years old today. Actor Gary Sinise played Captain Dan in Forrest Gump.
Oh, yes.
Also CSI shows and many other things. Gary Sinise turning 70 years old today. Actor Vicki Lewis was one of the cast members of News Radio, 65 years old today. Actor Rob Lowe is 61. Soccer legend Mia Hamm turning 53 years old today. Actor Brittany Daniel of It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia is 49. And one of the greatest Olympic performers of all time, swimmer Katie Ledecky, turns 28 years old today. And if you're out there celebrating your birthday, happy birthday to you from all of us at 98.9 WXCO.
Happy birthday.
Some special events today. It is St. Patrick's Day. It is Campfire Girls Day. It's Corned Beef and Cabbage Day. And it is Submarine Day. So those are the special events being acknowledged here on the 17th day of March.
Nice.
Time now for our number for the day quiz.
Yep.
And every weekday at the end of the show, we give Ian Welsh three choices, two of which are right, one is wrong. I should say two is right. Two of which are wrong, and one is right.
But two correct answers.
That would be make it easy.
That would be a first.
That would be. But two wrong and one right, so that's basically a 1 in 3 chance.
Yep.
33%. So basically what we do is if Ian is above 33% for the week, that means it's a passing grade. If he's below 33% for the week, that's a failing grade.
Mm-hmm.
But we want more than that. We want a winning week, which is more right than wrong.
Yes.
His all-time best week is 4 out of 5, and we're still looking for that perfect week, a 5 for 5 week.
Uh-huh.
All right.
I hope the luck of the Irish is on my side
today.
Let's
hope it is. The first St. Patrick's Day celebration in North America took place in Boston. On March the 17th of what year? It was the first St. Patrick's Day celebration was a gesture of solidarity among the city's new Irish immigrants, and the first time ever there was a St. Patrick's Day celebration. What year was that?
All right. My choices.
The choices are 1737, 1837, 1937.
So the first St. Patrick's Day celebration took place in Boston in what year?
March the 17th of what year?
1737, 1837, or 1937? Okay, I'll go with my gut here. I'm going to say 1837. I'm going with a B as my final answer. 1837 is my final answer.
All righty. The first St. Patrick's Day celebration in North America took place in Boston on March the 17th of 1737.
Oh,
yeah, so very early, well before the American Revolution even. So,
indeed.
So very, very early. Long time ago. That's almost 300 years ago. It's 288 years ago, to be exact. So
it's a long time.
All right. We'll try to get back on the winning track tomorrow. No problem. Yeah, still absolutely. Very early. Still very early in the week. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, have a good rest of your St. Paddy's Day.
You too, Chad. Happy Monday, everybody. Happy St. Patrick's Day. And the luck of the Irish, I'll be with you.
Coming up next, it will be Matt and Air on Air. We'll be back tomorrow morning, 8 till 10 a.m., right here on 98.9 WXCO.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.